Mary in Hearn, Texas, on KEDC, Red Sea Catholic Radio. You're up next. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Briefly, I have a daughter that's in her early 20s, and she's not getting married anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But my husband says, since she's not a practicing Catholic, if she gets married outside the Catholic Church to a non-Catholic, we're not allowed to attend her wedding.
Hmm.
Well, it's going to depend on the situation. If she, even though she's not practicing, if she decides she wants to marry a non-Catholic, and if she decides she wants to have a non-Catholic ceremony, if that person she's marrying is Eastern Orthodox, then she shouldn't do it without getting permission, but she could, and it would be valid, and you could go to that wedding. On the other hand, I know there aren't a lot of Eastern Orthodox in Texas or, you know, in most places in America, but let's say she wanted to marry a Protestant or even a non-Christian. Well, she still could have a marriage outside the Catholic Church if she goes to the bishop and says, I want to get what's known as a dispensation from form so that I don't have to observe the Catholic form of marriage because, you know, my prospective spouse objects to that and we want to be married in his church or whatever. And if
right.
the bishop agrees, then she's fine. Her marriage will be presumed valid and you can go with no problem. If, on the other hand, she says, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get married outside the Catholic Church without permission, even though it's my obligation as a Catholic to observe the church's laws regarding marriage. Just like, you know, as a citizen of the state of Texas, I'm obliged to observe Texas's laws of marriage. Then her marriage would not be presumed valid. It would be invalid. And to go to her wedding in that situation would run the risk of being false witness to her, of communicating to her either that her marriage is valid or that it really doesn't matter, that, you know, when push comes to shove, it's okay for her to be doing this. And in that situation,
she hasn't practiced Catholicism probably, mm-hmm. I don't know, about 4 years.
I understand that, and that's to be regretted, and hopefully she'll come back to the church. But that doesn't have a bearing on the way the law is written. Just like if you don't identify as a Texan, but you're living in Texas, you still need to obey Texas's laws regarding marriage. If you've been received into the Catholic Church, whether you're identifying yourself as, or practicing your faith right now, doesn't matter. You're still a Catholic. You're still bound by the Catholic Church's laws. And you are obliged to either have a Catholic wedding or get permission for a non-Catholic wedding.
Mary, thank you for that.